Hi, and welcome to Time, Money, and Organization, an audio series in which we look at common problems for crafters and creatives and find solutions. I'm Jenny, and usually I blog here at Little Girl Designs, but for the next few weeks, I'm going to be sharing with you via these podcasts as well as through the show's notes below. The first topic I'm going to cover is time, since that seems to be the biggest problem for many of us. We're going to be talking about our mindset concerning time, opening up time slots in our schedules, as well as some systems that have been helpful to me. Oh, and before I get started, you might notice me mention different exercises and resources that go along with these podcasts. These will be available below for those of you who want to delve deeper into the material if something resonates with you. I have a workbook full of exercises that will take you through all of these topics of time, money, and organization, and I'm going to also have a few standalone printables that you can purchase if you're interested as well. So let's get started. We all have the same 24 hours each day, but how is it that some people seem to get so much accomplished each day? This has been my question for many years, and I've read many books and blogs trying to find the secret. For a long time, I figured you had to be type A and single with no kids in order to accomplish great things. And maybe that's partly true, but I've also come to realize that there are a few commonalities for those who get a lot of things done each day. The first thing I noticed was all of these women are goal setters. In other words, they put some thought into what they would like to accomplish each year and then take the time to break that down into smaller pieces. We've heard it before, but I'll talk about it a little bit more here. These smaller goals inform what they're putting on their to-do list each week, and because they're constantly working on them, even if it's only a little bit each week, they're steadily and surely seeing more and more success. As a side note here, success doesn't necessarily mean money. Success can be keeping your home tidy or making sure your kids have an education. You really need to define what success is for you. I've always been a big fan of goals, and for the last couple of years, I've had a monthly check-in time in my journal where I review my main goals for the year and tweak them as needed. Sometimes I find that a goal I made in January makes no sense a couple of months later, so I just drop it. At other times, I'll finish a goal early and add a new one in its place. I've read in many different books that the key is to be only working on 5 main goals at a time at a maximum, but that when you finish one, you can easily add another. Anyway, so I've been doing the monthly check-in, which was working to a point. The only problem was I realized that mid to late in the month, I would kind of forget about what I was focusing on for that month. Or worse, when it came to my monthly check-in, I would have a difficult time remembering how often I actually worked on that goal. So some of my goals are just for fun and not very life-changing, at least not yet. But for the sake of an example, I'll share that one of the goals I had mid-year last year was to learn hand lettering. I purchased some practice sheets, I started working, and then some other projects came up as well as life just got busy. And I kind of forgot about it until I did my monthly check-in. Then I'd remember and I'd feel guilty about it. So this year, I decided to start a new system, which is to use a habit tracker. I don't know if you've heard of these before, but you can find them in the form of apps for your phone, or if you search on Pinterest for habit trackers, there are a ton. But what I noticed was most of the ones I came across only track one or two habits at a time. So I made my own, which you can take a look at below to see what it actually looks like. I'll have a couple of pictures down there for you so you can see. I've only just started this process, but so far I'm really liking it because I can see movement on a daily basis when I fill out my tracker. I actually just keep mine in my journal because I journal every day. So I just cross off things every single morning. And my goal is not to fill the entire tracker out perfectly. Some people do that. But for me, I know that things are going to come up in my life. My point is I just want to be able to see that, yes, I am practicing things like my hand lettering exercises consistently, which will get me to my ultimate goal at getting better at hand lettering. One thing I want to note here too is when you're setting goals, make sure you have some rewards for yourself. Sometimes it's as simple as having a habit tracker filled out that might be your cup of tea. It might be something that you don't usually get, like, you know, going to Starbucks for a coffee or something. Maybe that's a real special treat for you. Just make sure you have a reward, because just blindly setting goals can be a little boring. And when it gets difficult, it can be really easy to let go of those goals because you have no purpose. And I'd also like to say you need to have a purpose behind that goal, which is a good thing to write down when you're writing your goals. What is the meaning behind the goal? Why do you want to do this? What is your purpose? That will help you a lot as you're pushing forward. Having goals doesn't make you suddenly have a lot of time at your disposal, but it does help you determine what is most important. This has been especially important to me as a mom and as a small business owner. I have to make smart choices about how I will use my time since it's very limited these days. The second thing I've noticed about women who seem to get it all done is they've made their own systems. They have forged their own paths, and in doing so have made their own standard of excellence. I love this because for years, I would read books on time management or how to be a great mom or whatever, and would end up feeling so overwhelmed. My mistake was I kept on forgetting that these authors were talking about systems that worked for them in their current circumstances. While I could glean from their wisdom, I couldn't replicate their life and get the same results, and that's fine. Now when I read a book like this, I look for one or two nuggets of truth that I'll take with me, and that's it. I don't have time or the energy to constantly adapt my life to someone else's standard. And this is a good idea to ask yourself if you have the same tendency. As I share ideas of what has worked for me today about time, and then next week about money, and the week after that will be about organization, consider what will help you as well. The last thing I want is for you to think you need to implement every single idea I bring up. That would be really stressful. Instead, take what you need and leave the rest. Finally, I noticed that women who get a lot of accomplished take responsibility for their time and don't spend a lot of time comparing themselves with others. This one is huge and something we don't talk about nearly enough. The truth is, you're the only one who can make changes with your schedule, and you're certainly the only one who can make changes to how you mentally view your life. Honestly, my standard of getting a lot accomplished in a day would pale in comparison to some of my friends, but I'm not them, and that's fine. When you're thinking about your own life and how you'd like to open up time for creating, keep focused on your own circumstances and resources. It will do absolutely no good to be sad about how your friend is the cutest craft room ever, or how you wished your husband would make more money so you could have a better art supplies budget. Just start where you are. One of the nice things about life is we get a do-over every day. If you're struggling with time management, don't worry, it's not the end. You can work on it bit by bit and you'll eventually see progress. I want to encourage you to live the life you are created to live with all of your uniqueness, all of your loves and joys. So let's talk about finding those elusive time slots throughout the day to work on our projects. If you've been around here at Little Girl Designs for a while, you know this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart, especially since I quit my job a few years ago to stay home with my daughter. I had the idea that once I was a stay-at-home mom, I would have so much time to create and work on projects and do all of the millions of things that I'd always wanted to do when I was working full-time out of the home. Now, for some of you, this might be true, but for me, it wasn't. I quickly learned that my time was not my own, and let's be honest, when I did have a break while my little sweetheart was sleeping, I just wanted to sleep too. So not a lot of creating was happening for me for a long while she was younger. What I did learn was the importance of finding little snippets of time throughout the day so I could continue to create. And like we talked about earlier, I also learned to stop comparing myself with other moms who I thought were amazing and were sewing and knitting their newborns' entire wardrobes. I did manage to do a lot of journaling and sketching during that time, and looking back, don't regret it at all. That was a precious stage of life for both of us, and now we're on to different things. I say this because sometimes we can tend to get caught up in a standard that is not our own, or create expectations for ourselves that are impossible. I'm all about redefining my own expectations and working with what I've got. One of the things I began to do early on with finding time slots to work, or let's be honest, play on my projects, was becoming more aware of how my day flowed. It's really easy to get caught up in the urgent, especially when you have little ones. But I also found that when I did have downtime, I wasn't putting it to good use. Many times I would log onto my computer and check my email or pick up a book and read a bit. And not that these things are bad in themselves, but it was good to see their frequency in order for me to be able to find time to work on projects I really cared about. I created a free printable a while ago here on the blog that shares a system I've been using where I brain dump all the items I really want to do, things that make me happy and that will, at least to me, make me feel like I'm moving forward. You can see it below. It's called the Creatives To-Do List. Anyway, I take that list and I choose a few things that I can do quickly and easily, as well as a project that will take a bit more time. This list is what I either post on my kitchen counter so I can see it, or usually as of late, I've been writing it in my planner, which is actually open on the kitchen counter, so it's kind of the same thing. Throughout the day, as time opens up, I just glance at my list and let it tell me what to do. And for those of you who've been around here for a while, you know I'm a huge fan of setting the timer for 20 minutes and just working. I know, it's just a mind game, but it works for me, so I do it. I found that it's really easy for me to continuously put things off when it comes to creativity, especially if I think it's going to take too much time. So just getting started really helps. And sometimes it's not 20 minutes, sometimes it's just a couple minutes and I have to get back to helping my daughter, but just getting started and moving forward in these projects really helps get them completed. And I will admit right here that it takes willpower at times to put projects down and move back into mom mode, but I'm hoping this is going to give me some superpower in the near future, being able to switch my focus quickly and get down to the tasks that I need to do. It certainly has helped me, that's for sure. So those are a couple of things I do to open up time slots through the day. I'm also a big fan of creative retreats, and many of mine are merely me getting up early on a Saturday morning and slipping off to our office before anyone is awake. Or I'll go over to the library to work after we've had some family time in the morning. I find that I work best in 2-hour increments. It's not very much, but I can really get down and write for a good amount of time in a 2-hour increment. So you need to know what time of day works best for you, as well as how much time you need. I highly recommend treating your own personal time management as an experiment. This is something that, this actual word is something I got from Tara Swiger, who has a great podcast called Explore Your Enthusiasm. Highly recommend it. She talks about experimenting with your small business, but I'm talking about it when it comes to your personal time management. What I mean by this is give yourself a reasonable amount of time to try out a new method and just let your inner nerd actually write down and track to see if it's actually working. I recommend that experiments should be between 1 to 3 months to see if they're actually pushing you closer to your goals. And the reason I bring this up is often we try new things for a couple of days, and when we don't see results, we get frustrated or quit. Or we might not, because we're not tracking it, we might not even see that we actually are pushing forward in our projects. So I encourage you to find one thing you could start implementing to take charge of your time and do that. Be patient with yourself and your life right now and adjust it as necessary. You'll find that as you implement systems and tweak them to work for you, you'll be much more happy than if you tried to fit yourself into someone else's time management mold. So hopefully these ideas got you thinking today about how setting goals and reviewing them helps immensely with time management, how changing your mindset towards your current circumstances can really help you, and how creating your own unique systems will truly set you up for success, a success that is your very own. Below, I'll be linking to some resources that I've created for you and some others that have been helpful to me in my time management journey. And I'll be back next week to talk about money. But until then, I hope you have a lovely and creative day.